scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
I can never hear this song without thinking of a very particular movie.
I'm willing to bet I know what movie.
Yeah. It's Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody who has seen Reservoir Dogs instantly knows what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's a fantastic movie, and this is a horrendous scene in that movie. That's all I can tell you. This is a really bad scene. 639 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Back on target now, but it's a great song, too. So all this week, we've been talking about the amendments, you know, the propositions that are on the ballot to amend the Constitution in the state of Florida, trying to just walk you through how I think about them, giving you my take on whether I will or won't vote for them. Today, amendment, we've done 1 through 3 already. Four, and I, by the way, I will, when I get done with all of them, I will put them all together in a, or something, I'll put them all together for you on our Facebook page so you can review it for yourself. We've been posting the podcasts, okay? It's just a question of time, and like yesterday, preparing for the sheriff's debate and all this stuff, just, you know, every day, you know, how much time can I spend doing work? I will make that all available, but they are available at newsradio923.com on our podcast page. Today, Amendment 4, let's start there. The last couple here, 4 through 6, we might be able to get those all done today. Possibly. We'll see. Amendment number 4. This is one that would change the ease or not with which we can amend the Constitution itself, something that's come up a lot with all of the amendments in the last few years, that many of which have been passing. But the text of this amendment, number 4, is requires all proposed amendments or revisions to the state Constitution to be approved by the voters in 2 elections instead of 1 in order to take effect. The proposal applies the current thresholds for passage to each of the 2 elections. So it takes 60% in order to pass, right? Which is a supermajority, which is good. It should be hard to amend the Constitution. The Constitution is so difficult to unamend, it should be difficult to amend it in the first place. And the part of the problem with our Constitution, which is not just true here, this is true in many places across the country where the amendment process is easy compared to like the federal amendment process is very difficult. And it should be. It should be very difficult. But it had been way too easy. It is now more difficult with 60%, and this proposes to make it even more difficult. So, again, my philosophy on amendments is very simple. First of all, it has to be a really, really good idea. You know, like 75% yes. It has to be a great idea for me to support it. And then second of all, I always ask the question, is it something that rises to the level or is best suited for a constitutional amendment as opposed to a legislative fix? Well, in this case, it can only be a constitutional amendment because the way amendments are passed is itself a constitutional matter. So there's no question about could it be done legislatively, except for the analysis that looks at whether amendments themselves would thus be more likely to be done legislatively as opposed to constitutionally. And, you know, those are some of your collateral effects. But the actual change itself has to be done at the constitutional level. Therefore, this is something that couldn't be done legislatively. So is it a 75% plus good idea? And my answer is no. And I was really torn on this. And I'll tell you why. I hate amendments. Not like in theory, amendments are fine. The problem is they have become so abused. They are often the dumbest of things, like our Amendment 1 this time around is the dumbest thing. And people more often use amendments as a political tool to increase voter turnout among demographics that they believe favor their political party. Republicans and Democrats both do this. They put out amendments and, you know, in order to gin up participation in the election, not so much in order to accomplish what the amendment is designed for. This was true when I was in Arizona. This is true here in Florida. People do this all over the country. So one of the appeals is theoretically make it harder to do amendments. Therefore, it will be less likely for this to happen. Although making it harder on the front end to get on the ballot would be the better solution as opposed to making it harder to actually get passed, which it's already on the ballot, therefore it's going to motivate voters, therefore it can be abused for that exact purpose. So I definitely want it to be harder to get amendments passed. That appeals to me. But I would rather see a higher supermajority threshold, 70%, 75%, something like that, rather than 2 times 2 different elections. And here's why. This makes it really hard to put anything in place rapidly, which, again, the Constitution should be slow, but, okay, making it require minimum of 3 to 4 years, right, because of the process of getting onto the ballot, getting passed, and then again getting it on the ballot and getting it passed again 2 times, this would make it very hard to get anything done. My bigger concern is that this puts too much ability on things that are already in the Constitution to be removed. Now, weirdly, if what this said was a twice times to go in but keep at the same level to remove, I'd be for that. I would actually be for that, because the problem is, I think, you know, when you look at any of these amendments that were passed in the past, people passed them under the old structure, which said that removing them would take one election of 60%, right? So if you now require 2 elections to remove what used to have been put in place under the premise of 1 to remove, you've actually changed the bargain with voters in the past about how the Constitution gets amended. And I don't like that. But again, if they had made it 2 times to pass a new one, 1 time only to remove, I would probably support this. I do not support this. And that's the main reason why. What do the newspapers say? Florida Today says no. Tampa Bay Palm says no. Fort Myers News Press, Palm Beach Post all say no. The Gainesville Sun says no. The Sarasota Herald Tribune, the Miami Herald, the Orlando Sentinel, the Sun Sentinel, the Tampa Bay Times all say no. So the papers across the state, if they gave an opinion, they all said no. Weirdly, their reason for no is different from my reason for no often. For example, the Miami Herald, which is a very liberal paper, a good paper, don't get me wrong, but a very liberal paper, they say, the Miami Herald editorial board writes the odious goal. Odious is such a great word. That's noxiously smelly and disgusting. The odious goal of this proposal is to require constitutional amendments to be approved by the voters in two! General elections in order to become effective. Currently in Florida, constitutional amendments work like weddings. People are presumed to know what they're doing, and they're not required to come back and pay the preacher a second time. Their point is they like the amendment process, and they think that it's good participative democracy. Here's the Orlando Sentinel says it a little bit more to the point, a little more succinctly. It's a naked attempt to stop citizens from amending Florida's constitution. Of course, the irony to me is I'd be for that. I am for that. I just, you know, think that the implications and the method and the speed and then the consequences for removing bad amendments is that much more challenging. So, yeah, on this one, I'm going to vote no. I mean, you can vote however you want, but it's interesting here that me as a conservative who dislikes the amendment process, I say no. Those liberal voices who like the amendment process also say no, and we're kind of in agreement about our outcome on the vote.